shout hallelujah every day.
Welcome to Hallelujah Everyday Podcast, your one-stop channel for daily devotional, inspirational, and gospel platform. I'm your friend and host, Pastor Leke Toba. Today we'll be talking about the meaning and mysterious power in your name. Child of God, many a times a person's name holds special meaning and mystery to unlocking blessings, problems, secrets, progress, light, or even darkness. Names can be positive and names can be negative and can surely influence a person's destiny. Today, child of God, I pray whatsoever name that you are called, heaven will use it, turn it around for the better to bless you in the name of Jesus. Can your amen be a very loud amen? Amen. Children today might be named after family members to show respect or to honor their memory. After marriage, a woman usually changes her name to signify the beginning of a new chapter in life. In biblical times, names were even given more intentional, often saying something about that person's character or their situation. For example, King David's name meant beloved, and he was known as the man after God's heart. Child of God, Abraham had most of everything that he wanted, except a child. His wife Sarai was barren, but God's will had ways of proving itself. Their names changed when God made a covenant concerning their future. God spoke to Abram, "You will be the father of many nations. No longer will you be called Abram. Your name will be called Abraham. For I have made you a father of many nations. I will make you very fruitful. I will make nations of you, and kings will come from you." That is in Genesis chapter 17 and verses 4 through 6. Child of God, as for Sarai, the Bible says, "Your wife, you are no longer to call her Sarai. Her name will be Sarah. I will bless her. I will surely give you a son by her. I will bless her so that she will be the mother of nations. Kings of people will come from her." In Genesis 17, verses 15 through 16, we read that. In both cases, child of God, God Almighty changed their names to reflect His glory. God changed Jacob also in Genesis 32 from verses 22 through 28. Jacob wrestled all night and suddenly the man asked him, "What is your name?" Jacob, he answered. Then the man said, "Your name will no longer be Jacob but Israel, because you have wrestled, you have struggled with God and with humans and have overcome." Hallelujah. In the book of John chapter 1 verses 42, Jesus looked at him and said, "You are Simon, son of John. You will be called Cephas," which when translated implies Peter. Jesus said in Matthew 16 verses 18 through 19, "And I tell you that you are Peter, and on this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell will not prevail." Hallelujah. "I will give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven. Whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven." Child of God, so many others had their names changed. Saul became Paul. Benoni meant child of sorrow. He became Benjamin. In Daniel chapter 1 and verses 7, the prince of eunuchs gave the names. He gave unto Daniel the name of Belteshazzar, and to Hananiah of Shadrach, and to Meshach of Meshach, and to Azariah of Abednego. These names did not give glory to God, but their original names of course did. Pharaoh changed the name of Joseph to Zaphnath-Paneah, but thank God for the covenant of his fathers over Joseph's life. Child of God, the question to you today is, now, what names do you bear? Do your names give glory to God or to deities? Do your names glorify an idol? Do your names open doors or shut doors against you spiritually? Jesus has a name. The Bible says, at the mention of the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow, every tongue shall confess. Child of God, what is the mystery in your name? The day your naming ceremony took place, whatever name your parents labeled you with, whatever name that you were bearing from that day, angels and demons registered that name. If good, it will work good. If bad, it may hinder. If Jesus had to look into lives and change their names, who are you? I repeat, if Jesus had to look into lives and change names, then who are you not to change your own name? Of course, if the name is good, you don't need to change. But if the name is bad, you need to visit it. Who are you not to change an evil name attached to your destiny? I have heard people say, I will pray the evil effect out of the name. Who are you deceiving? You are only deceiving yourself. There are battles that you don't need in life. There are wisdom that you need to apply, and things may just work easier and better. Spiritual things govern the physical, not vice versa. If you need to amend the name, do it. Your destiny is too loaded to be limited at the gate by any name. Now, child of God, stretch forth your hand, because we need to pray. I decree by the reason of the anointing, every evil covenant of your ancestry attached to the name you bear, I break it off in the mighty name of Jesus. Evil names given to you at birth, given to you on the day of naming ceremony, let the blood of Jesus separate you from them all in the name of Jesus. Evil names handed over from generation to generation that have kept you in bondage, be broken, be broken, be broken in the name of Jesus. Any name given to you in the spirit that God Almighty did not call you, let that name and its evil effect be destroyed now in the name of Jesus. Let God arise and give you a name that breaks barriers, a name that opens doors, a name that advertises glory, a name that gives peace, a name that brings favor and long life in the name of Jesus. Can your amen be a very loud amen? Amen. Let the oil of God ordain you with a name of excellence in the name of the Father, the name of the Son, the name of the Holy Spirit. In Jesus' mighty, mighty name, we pray. Amen. Child of God, visit our website, www.hallelujaheveryday.org. Be part of the daily podcast, and I know God Almighty will bless you abundantly. God willing, this month of October, yes, October becomes 2 years that Hallelujah Every Day has been broadcasting. And to this effect, by the grace of God, the anniversary comes up on the 17th of October and running through the 23rd of this month of October. Our live stream events for that purpose will be announced, and I have no doubt that God is going to give us a massive breakthrough. Visitation, healings will take place, blessings will take place, transformation, favor of the Almighty God will be resident upon every subscriber of Hallelujah Every Day in Jesus' name. Child of God, as we round up today's podcast, I must say happy birthday and congratulations to those having their wedding anniversaries. Yes, wedding anniversary and every form of celebration. Surely the Lord will increase you on all sides. The Lord bless you. The Lord increase you. We celebrate you in Jesus' name. Thank you so much for listening, and please do keep sharing the podcast. A very big thank you, of course, goes specially to those who support us financially to keep the daily podcast messages online. Yes, your support is indeed helping the message reach many, many, many on daily basis. God bless you mightily. I strongly appreciate you, and God reward you in Jesus' name. Remember, this podcast is all about the gospel of Jesus and touching lives for a positive impact and change. We never ever take your time for granted. We sincerely value your feedback. Have a wonderful day. And remember, if your name is not in agreement with the will of God, please go ahead and change it. Have a wonderful day. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. Glory to God.
Connect Hallelujah Every Day with Pastor Leke Toba on WhatsApp and WeChat, or call +234 8067013664 or +234 8023319436. Follow, like, and subscribe on Facebook, YouTube, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, SoundCloud, and lots more. Have a great day, and remember, God's miracles await you every day in Jesus' name.